the Austin Hatcher Foundation, through Hatch's House of Hopes, takes care of these families emotionally, educationally. We do all sorts of different types of therapy. We do marriage counseling, financial counseling. We do neurocognitive testing for the children diagnosed, but not only the child diagnosed, their siblings as well. We do art therapy and music therapy. So again, we take care of the family as a unit.
How much does it cost a family to receive these services?
All the services at Hatches are free of charge to these families. We don't even charge insurance for them. These are things that need to be provided to these families, and that's what we offer.
You saw a need in the community, and you pulled together some amazing resources to meet that need. You're following the families as they go through these programs and as they go through the pediatric cancer care that they're faced with.
We do baseline testing. So a child who is diagnosed can come in, have testing at 6 months, and then we reevaluate at 9, at 12, and 16 so that we can start a learning curve of how these children are being affected neurocognitive and how we can help them thrive in society, not just survive. Actually, one of the things that Phil Bredesen has in the state of Tennessee is a nationwide call for these services to be given to families. And what's great is that that's what Hatches is providing, and he's basically stating that these families deserve and need these treatments, and that's the gap of services that we're providing that you can't really get through the hospital or through insurance.
Hatches House of Hope here in Chattanooga, that's the first one that's open, but I know that you have plans to spread out a little and open new Hatches House of Hope in other areas.
Correct. That is our goal, is that every children's hospital nationwide will have a Hatches House of Hope attached, to know that every child in the nation diagnosed with pediatric cancer, they and their families can come and get these services for free.
Part of the way that you fund this is through donations. So a celebration of life and hope is going to be inviting the community to come in and find out what the Austin Hatcher Foundation is all about.
The event is September 25th. It's just a fun-filled night for everyone to really just have a night to celebrate. It's an adult party. We'll have fabulous food by Swiss Am. Patron has come in as a sponsor. We'll have live entertainment by the Mailmen, a live and silent auction, both very small but really, really unique items. The event is held at Lindsay Street Hall at 7 p.m. You can go to the website and learn more about it at www.hatcherfoundation.org/celebrate.
So this is semi-formal.
We say cocktail attire, business casual, however you want to come. And of course, all the direct donations go to these families to be able to provide these services.
Last year, the Celebration of Life and Hope focused on the grand opening of Hatch's House of Hope. 1 year later, we're celebrating again.
It's amazing what has taken place at Hatch's over the last year. It has grown phenomenally and almost grown out of its space, really. The services they are providing to families are just a great asset to Chattanooga and the surrounding areas. The survival rate of pediatric cancer patients is typically now at least 80%. These kids are being affected neurocognitively and are struggling in school, and the services that Hatches provide to determine what each of these children's educational deficits are, or learning deficits, I guess you would say, and how to fix those so that they can actually thrive in school is a huge asset for this community.
Returning to school after an extreme medical situation, and especially one where the chemicals and the radiation treatments negatively impact your cognitive development. That transition to go back into school can be some of the most difficult times for a child. Some of the programs, testing and tutoring that Hatches House provides, helps make that transition a lot easier. Helps them stay with the kids they were already in school with.
Exactly. It's amazing how much school is missed when a child is diagnosed, and that's where baseline testings are really going to help these children educationally.
I recently spoke with the mother of a pediatric cancer survivor who is now receiving services at Hatches, and her daughter has really struggled in school, but has gotten help from the psychologist at Hatches and is now attending college this fall and is so far doing well. So they're very excited. And one of the things that the mother said, she wished that her child had had a baseline test so that she could see where she came from and where she is today. It's encouraging to see someone that had such a hard time in high school now enrolled in college and doing well.
In the past, with so many children dying of cancer, there was no future outcome anticipated. There was no adult outcome anticipated. But now you have an entire population, thousands of people every year, that will finish high school, that will go to college, that will get married, that will have their own children, but they also will have some deficits in their learning and deficits in their ability to make decisions and their ability to learn new things because of the treatments they had as a child.
And not only in their learning, but also socially. Some cancer survivors are short of stature. There are the fertility issues with the psychology behind that. There have been studies that say female pediatric cancer survivors often don't marry, and they're studying the why behind that. There are not just neurocognitive, there are other social issues as well that comes with being a pediatric cancer survivor.
I think a lot of people don't realize that a pediatric cancer protocols and treatments can take between 3 and 5 years. It's not like a broken leg where you get a cast and a month later you're back up at school doing the same things you were before. This is 3 to 5 years of concentrated, sometimes very aggressive treatments that pull that child away from their family, their school, their church, their community, their entire life.
It not only pulls the child away, it pulls the family away from life as they know it. And that is the main goal of Hatches, to allow that family to have life as they know it, to help them along the road that is, as you say, 3 to 5 years of intense treatment.
A celebration of life and hope in support of the Austin Hatcher Foundation will be Saturday, September 25th. Follow the link from our blog at wutc.org for more information. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.